Mom Luft & Company Dance is a modern dance company founded in 2007 and collaborates with artists from across the country to create new and accessible works. Company Director Jean Mom Luft joins me. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Jean, the biographical statement on your website states that your experience as an immigrant from Cambodia informs many of your works. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. I was born as my parents were escaping sort of the chaos and turmoil after the Khmer Rouge had begun to be toppled in Cambodia. So if your listeners will think back to that time in our recent history where there was a lot of confusion happening in Asia as communism was spreading, after the Khmer Rouge had taken hold of the country, it started to fall, and that resulted in even more chaos. And in that aftermath was when I was born in a refugee camp in Thailand, and that's where I get my French name from. I was named after Jeanne, was a nun, and actually my full name is Jeanne Henriette, and Henriette was a doctor with the UN. So as I was growing up, my mother really, quite sadly, suffered from a lot of anxiety and most certainly PTSD. She's also a bit OCD, so she had a lot of things going on, and she would tell me things that really a five-year-old probably doesn't need to know about the world. So I grew up maturing very quickly and sort of knowing things that most little children don't hear about from their parents, and rightfully so. So that really affected me as an artist, and it affects me today, just the way that I saw the world, the way that I see it now, and the way I grew up in America as an other or somebody with different experiences.
And what led you to form your dance company here in Cincinnati?
It was really a lot of kismet. My partner, my husband, Jeff Luft, is a percussionist. He's a classical musician, and he's a percussionist with the Dayton Philharmonic. So we found ourselves in Southwest Ohio, and we love it. And it's just a wonderful breeding ground for the arts. There's so much wonderfulness happening here in Cincinnati, and it's been a great pleasure and a great honor to be able to build something here in a city that was really ripe for a modern dance organization.
And you started it in 2007. Talk about the collaborations that you do, because you work with artists from all over the country.
Yes, we do. I grew up in Dallas, Texas, which where a lot of immigrants, Cambodian immigrants, actually settled. I went to school in Pittsburgh. My partner, my husband, is from Florida. So we've been around the country quite a bit, and it's such a small world, the modern dance world, actually. So we've had the great pleasure of collaborating with a lot of people from different places. But this is our eighth season, Mom Luft & Company Dance's eighth season, and it's been just a remarkable year. We normally collaborate every year, even with local arts organizations or artists. For example, in June, we were a part of the Citywide Opera's anticipation of their premiere of the Silent Night Opera in remembrance of the anniversary of World War I. As part of that, we collaborated with the Cincinnati Art Museum and created an entire evening of dance made for their Great Hall based on their exhibit of German Expressionist prints. So that's a recent collaboration. But a composer that we use all the time, Mike Wall, he's originally from Philadelphia, but taught at OSU for a while. Now he's in Utah. We have guest artists that come to us from Seattle, from New York, from Texas. So it's been really great.
Your next formal concert, which is in May, is called Memoriam, in memory of memory. And what does that mean?
We had this wonderful coincidence of being booked on Memorial Day weekend at the Aronoff Center. That really sparked an interest, this idea of memorializing and of remembering war, which again has this different kind of relationship to me and my history. We had this wonderful opportunity to seize the day, seize the Memorial Day. And so I came up with a concept of creating a piece about the edges of our memory and why it is that we have this compulsion to memorialize things. And usually the things that we memorialize are sad things, things that most of us might rather forget, tragedies, terrorist attacks, wars, deaths, people who gave their lives for us. But in some ways, of course, these are to honor those sacrifices, but in some ways, it's very ironic that those might be the things that many of us actually really, really don't want to remember. That's part of the story, but it's also about, again, the opposite side, wanting to forget. And then the sad part of that is when your loss of memory is uncontrollable, when you have memory loss due to various factors that you simply can't control.
You're about to start a community-wide auditions, and you really do mean community-wide.
Yes, we do. Well, we did this last year with great success with a work where we opened up to the community and had an all-call and said, if you're interested, it doesn't matter what you look like or who you are or what you've done, come and join us and join us in this piece. And we're doing that again this year. We need to fill out the characters in this story about memory. So we need more people to join us on stage. So we're asking the community to join us. We're looking for, we don't want to say older adults. We want to just say adults who don't consider themselves young adults. Quite honestly, the company of dancers, they're all young adults. We simply don't need any more of that age group. But for people who don't consider themselves a young adult, we're looking for them to come in and help us bridge this gap of generations that we're missing in the cast of characters that we have right now, and help us to portray a community of people who are remembering and who are forgetting and who are living through different eras of their life. That's actually going to start happening in March and April. It's not really an audition. You don't really have to come and do a tap dance. You don't have to have any dance experience. We just simply need bodies on stage, and we want to work with you. There's a wonderful artist named Pina Bausch from Germany with the Wuppertal Dance Theater. This was something she would do in her work. She would bring in all kinds of people to be on stage and would work with them in this very in-depth process. And that's the kind of idea that we want to celebrate here. So we'll be putting the information out on our website. But really, we want a great diversity of people, absolutely no dance experience or stage experience necessary.
How many people are you hoping to have on stage with you?
Sometimes we have these grand visions of having 40 extra people on stage with us. So we really want as many as we can get.
And you did this last year.
We did this last year, and we had 14 different people join us. And the irony of that is that all of them were young adults except for one gentleman. So we're sort of flipping the coin here. But it was such an amazing experience last year. We recruited people to create a community on stage that was dealing with the aftermath of something tragic. So we wanted them to look like a community. Well, what ended happening was the experience was just such a lovely, inviting, and accepting one that they became a community. We had 9 different countries represented between all of us. We all just became great friends, and they all had such an amazing time. Several of them actually wanted to change their careers to go into performance after experiencing this with us. And I'm not suggesting that that's the kind of people that we're looking for Memoriam, but it was just an amazing experience for everybody all around.
Who are the other members of your company?
We have 8 professional modern dancers who are all trained in modern dance. They graduate from programs such as Hollins University in Virginia or Goucher College in Baltimore, Maryland. Our other company choreographer besides myself, Susan Honer, has an MFA from Hollins in American Dance Festival. Our repertory rehearsal director, Elena Rodriguez, is a woman from Queens, New York. Those are some of the dance company members. We audition annually, and it's very competitive, and it's really such a great company this year. We actually have 2 new members, one from Nebraska and one from Tennessee.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for joining me. Jean Mamluft is the director of Mamluft and Company Dance. The company is looking for participants in its May concert, Memoriam, May 22nd and 23rd at the Aronoff Center's Jarson Kaplan Theater. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.